Hello, Brad.
Hey, Ryan, how are you this morning?
Perfect. How are you?
Absolutely. I
Yeah,
am,
you
which
are.
means perfect.
I am means perfect? Oh, okay, great. Then I can use either one interchangeably, right?
Sure.
Okay. Because I
Well,
like, I'm.
we'll get off into my theology, which is
Uh-oh.
that I don't say I am out of my brain, I say, or my mind, I say I am by allowing I am to speak through me.
Okay. That's a principle, right?
Okay, that's better. I like that.
And
Good.
does it work every time?
A lot of times I have to get to a place that I process it that's comfortable for me, and that gets into some religious overtones we don't need to go to right now,
But does it work every
unless, of
time?
course, you want to.
Well, I just want to know if it works every time.
I sometimes have to back up a notch and say what now, or beat on my chest, or any of the other myriad things I do to get in the zone of I am.
And so, do you think it works? It would work for everyone?
No, boy, am I glad you. No, I'm not glad that triggered something that I wrote down the road in the series we're into, and I know you hate me jumping ahead when we do podcasts, so.
Yeah, don't jump ahead, mister.
Okay, then
Well, the
didn't get to
reason
the point.
I'm actually setting a trap for you because episode number 29, you say nothing works all the time for every individual.
Well,
And
that's why I was jump dancing around, and you asked me if it always worked, and it always worked when I take it to the extremes I must take it to get to the place where I know I am is answering rather than Brad Cullen, if that makes any sense to you.
it does, because it really brings me to the central point, which is way down at the bottom of this article. And to me, it's the central point. I don't know if it's the central point for everyone who will read the article, but I'm going to read you a quote in the last, second to last paragraph, or somewhere way down at the bottom of your article. I began some 40 plus years ago talking to Jesus as if he were alive and could hear me. The part that causes some folks to doubt my sanity is that I started hearing him talk back. Do you remember that?
Very, very well. Both the fact that it raises the absolute ire of some religious folks, and hearing his voice. Yes, I remember.
Okay, so I agree with you. It does tend to raise the ire of religious folks, and I've felt the ire of those religious folks who suggested to me that Jesus wouldn't talk if I asked questions. And so
Very.
there's a polarized views on this. I mean, you're stating something that suggests that you're either insane or making it up or you're just making a mistake, and it's just your own mind talking back to you. I mean, there's a myriad of things that people can say about this, but I, for one, say not only will Jesus talk back, but he'll come and physically present himself to you if that's what it takes to get you to listen.
That allows us to segue into something entirely different, but I won't go there. Anyway.
Talking to Jesus. Why do you talk to Jesus?
Well, for me, originally, I was, when I began talking to Jesus and when I heard him talking to me, I was ensconced in a religious system that insisted that Jesus was the only begotten Son of God, which is a one biblical comment that the writer and supposed best friend of Jesus, according to his own words, was John, and that's what he said, that Jesus was the only begotten Son of God. I don't disagree with that statement today. In the context, I believe John was saying it. However, what religious people do with that who believe it, and I was one of those, is tend to say, well, therefore that means that every other religion and every other person that brought a bit of truth from the same spirit that Jesus said lived in him and was speaking through him, and therefore wasn't him speaking, if you want to take it to that extreme.
Sounds really convoluted to me.
Well, okay, but anyway, that no other religion was valid, nor was any other prophet or teacher or anybody else who made any statements valid, only their own perception and thought patterns related to who they saw Jesus as, both historically and theologically and everything else, was the truth. And they would go off and say, and I did too, I admit, would use the words that John quoted, which was, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but through me or by me or whatever. I contend that was the Spirit speaking through Jesus that said that. Therefore, what I say related to that, if it is the Spirit speaking through me, has every bit of validity as does Jesus' words. And the same would go for Siddhartha Gautama, who some people refer to as the Buddha, which is an equivalent, if you would, in Buddhism with what the Christ is in Christianity, neither of which are, in my estimation, accurate. Now, how about that for raising the hackles of a whole bunch of people? Who else can I offend today on this podcast?
Well, you can offend anyone who's listening.
Haven't I already? Or
No. Well, I want to... I just want to point out that I'm not quite sure how that relates to talking to Jesus and Jesus talking back.
Well, here's how it relates to me. I believed, and still do to a large extent, I believed that Jesus had a special, not only a special place in history, but he had a purpose and he knew what he was doing. And that when I stumbled across the passage in the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, there's a verse that says very clearly, Jesus, and it's quoted in almost every English translation using the two words, Jesus Christ, and they are two separate words, Jesus Christ or Jesus the Christ, as a lot of people prefer, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Those people who are not comfortable with Jesus being a person or in his manhood or however else you want to put it, don't like to go there. So they'll say things like, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, or Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But what triggered my thinking at the time in believing that Jesus was a very real person and that he was the same yesterday, today, and forever, wait a minute. And this started my whole thing on accessing the power to heal. Not that I'm a healer, I'm not saying that, but accessing the power of spirit or universe or whatever to heal was, wow, wait a minute. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means he's real today. Well, how many people believe that? As I began questioning other, quote, believers in Jesus, oh, man, they just like you, kind of, you seeming right now with your question, I know you don't feel that way, but recoil to such a thought that he was the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, excuse me, but that's, quote, biblical. But it also goes back to the point of some words that he is quoted often saying, which is, I am with you always. Again, I take the frame of reference of that he said, all the things you've heard me say are not me saying them. They're the Spirit within me, or as some put it, the Father in me who's saying them. And so wanting to know more, wanting to get deeper, I began saying, well, wait a minute. Did you say this or didn't you say that? Well, you pose that kind of a question, and all of a sudden you get answers that might scare the dickens out of you, which is implied by our saying that a lot of people think I'm off my noodle, and that's okay. It's an interesting point of view, and I don't need to fight with it. But your statement is that anybody can access him, and that's my statement too. And what he introduced me to, if I'm not carrying this too far afield, I think I've already said this in the series, is that he introduced me to the fact that Muhammad would, the supposed founder of Islam, Muhammad would speak to me as well if I began speaking to him. Holy cow! And that went off into all kinds of people. I got 10 advisors now who love speaking with me and laughing at me when I deserve being laughed at and so forth. So have I gone too far off field?
Well, no, I think you're nailing it down. But and I don't want to get ahead either, because your promise at the end of the article is that you will give us a 1-2-3-step process for hearing. And I think that's what...
If I don't do that next... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I think that people probably would like that. And I'm quite confident that most people pursue some form of spiritual relationship, whether it be with Jesus or Muhammad or Buddha, with the purpose and intent of making a connection. And to make a connection, you got to have a conversation.
Yeah, incidentally, may I make a little bit of a correction just for the fun of it?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, Jesus and Muhammad are acknowledged historical figures, right?
Okay, sure.
Okay, now, Buddha means in the language of Hindi for one of them, the Buddha means the holy one, the anointed one, the elevated one, the ascended one, which is somewhat the equivalent of, quote, the Christ. So the Buddha and the Christ. So when we're talking, and this is germane, I think, to your question, when we're talking about Jesus and Muhammad, we're talking about historical figures. When we're talking about Buddha, we're talking about a concept. That is why I insist on, and my term for him, which he smiles benignly at me and loves, by the way, is Sid, because his birth name is Siddhartha Gautama, the man that they say became the Buddha. But Buddha is a description, just as Christ is a description. And I want to leave whatever I have to say there, because anybody listening to that needs to get a good grip on that before they go to the next segment. Would you agree?
I do agree. Yeah, definitely.
Well,
so
say goodbye.
Thank you, Brad.
Hey,
Have a great
Brian,
afternoon.
I got to call the end of the shot. That's great. Hey, I love you, buddy.
Love you too.
Thanks
Bye.
so much for the call. This has been fun.
Okay.